conformed to the will of God in one area of life, he reveals to us our need in another area. That is why we will always be pursuing, as opposed to attaining, holiness in this life. In addition to my own personal Bible study on the subject of holiness, I have profited greatly from the writings of the Puritans and those who followed in their school of thought on the subject of holiness. On numerous occasions, I have quoted directly from them. In other instances, their phraseology has crept into my own manner of expression. This is particularly true of the writings of John Owen and of Dr. D. Martin Lloyd-Jones of London, both of whose writings on this subject have been of invaluable personal blessing. I do not profess to know all about this subject, nor can I claim all that much personal progress. Many times while writing this book, I have had to first make application to my own life. But what I have discovered has been of invaluable help to me in my own pursuit of holiness, and I trust will be of help to all who read it. To explore more fully the scriptural principles of holiness which I studied in writing this book, I encourage the reader to work through a Bible study on the pursuit of holiness, which is published by NAV Press as a companion to this audiobook. Chapter 1. Holiness is for you.